Leftist untruth number one. More government control is good. We all know the truth of the saying. Oh, what a tangled web we weave, etc. It's true. When you tell a lie, you will usually have to tell more lies to support the original lie. For leftists, the original lie is, control is better than freedom for how our systems of human interaction should work. Most of the rest of the beliefs of leftism are a patchwork of lies told to support untruth number one. More government control is always or usually better. That isn't true. More freedom is almost always better. That's the truth. But leftists claim that Americans need more government control and less freedom. They tell us that more government control is necessary for us to have better lives, and even that more power for the government regulators doesn't mean less freedom for us. It's all lies. We quote Bruce J. Schulman in his article titled, "The United States Needs More Bureaucracy, Not Less," in the Washington Post in 2017.
It's hard for contemporary Americans to recognize bureaucrats in the descriptions of men actuated by public spirit in the official reports of Theodore Roosevelt's administration. Yet, in this rancorous era, Americans might well reconsider the advantages of bureaucracy.
The advantages of bureaucracy? Yeah, sure. And this is what Douglas J. Amy wrote on his website, governmentisgood.com, in 2017.
It is simply mistaken to automatically equate more government with less freedom. The minimal government crowd uses this more government equals less freedom formula to make all sorts of alarmist claims. For example, some suggest that every increase in government power is a step down the road to totalitarianism and repression.
If the road to totalitarianism is not paved with increases in government power, then what is it paved with? On the other hand, the words, "that government is best which governs least," is an American truism, first expressed by American essayist Henry David Thoreau in his essay titled Civil Disobedience. But is that idea false? And is more government really good? Was Thomas Paine wrong or lying by saying in Common Sense that, quote, "society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in its best state, is but a necessary evil"? That more government is good may be a popular idea in Europe, and it certainly is a doctrine implicit in communism, fascism, monarchism, and every other more government is goodism. But is it an American idea? As we said, if increase in government power is not a step down the road to totalitarianism and repression, then what would be? Anyway, it is the undeniable reality that in the 21st century, more government control is what we are getting and have been getting for a long, long time, whether it is really good for us or not. Quoting the 2010 book by Paul Rosenzweig and Brian Walsh, titled One Nation Under Arrest: How Crazy Laws, Rogue Prosecutors, and Activist Judges Threaten Your Liberty.
The American Bar Association said that there were more than 3,300 separate criminal offenses on the books in 1998. Over 40% of these laws have been enacted just in the previous 30 years. These crimes were, as of 2010, scattered in the over 27,000 pages of the 50 titles of the United States Code.
And Scott Bullock, in his 2020 book, Institute for Justice, wrote,
"Liberty is under siege. More than 440 departments and agencies at the federal level publish more than 60,000 pages of existing and proposed legislation every year, and 599 new units of state and local government were created in just the last decade."
27,000 pages of federal crimes by 2010, a 90% increase in the number of pages of federal regulations in the four decades prior to 2017. 440 federal agencies publish over 60,000 pages of existing and proposed legislation per year as of 2020. Is that massive deluge of government regulators and government regulation a good thing? Leftists think so, and they want more and more and more. Almost every American institution is either controlled by leftist government regulators or is coming under their control. Don't believe it? It can be proved beyond any reasonable doubt. Leftists can say that it is false, but it is not false, and it is not just an opinion. It is our reality. Leftists can say that it is not true that almost all of our systems have come or are coming under the control of government regulators, but that is just another lie. The control is good, freedom is bad lie is the basis for the command economy lie, and lots of others too, as we will see as we counterattack the leftists and one by one give the lie to their armory of weaponized untruths. To sum up, freedom is not bad for you. We are expected to believe that control is good and freedom is bad. If you think about it, every leftist policy is an instantiation of this claim. More government, more control. It is the leftist solution to all the problems, including the problems that the leftist cause, of which there are many. When the leftists say that the government should have more control over us because control is good and self-organization and freedom are bad, they aren't telling the truth. This untruth is the number one mother of leftist lies. It is the lie that most of the other lies were created to support, because leftists always want more control over the rest of us. That's the truth.
This has been a production of the Rifle Freedom System, which takes sole responsibility for the contents.